Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying the second parak of Mishlei. The parak continues with the theme of encouraging people to pursue chachma, to pursue wisdom, and it emphasizes that if you really seek wisdom, if you really seek Torah truth, then you'll find it. So in Pasuk Aleph, B'ni, my son, Im tikacha morai, if you take my words to heart, umitzvoisai titzpoin itoch, and you treasure my commandments, lahakshiv lachachma oznecha, if you make your ear listen to wisdom, tate libcha latvuna, and you open your heart to understanding. So we're talking in these first two psukim about an openness to learning, about listening to wisdom. But then not only an openness to learning, but in pasuk gimel, he continues, ki im labino tikra, for if you not only incline your ear to listen, but you also cry out, labina tikra, you cry out for understanding, you daven, you seek it of your own initiative, according to Rav Steinsaltz, latzvuna titein koylecha, and you raise your voice for understanding, you yearn for it. So you see how this is intensifying in description. And then finally in Pasuk Dalet, im tivakshenu chakosef, and you seek wisdom and you seek understanding like silver. And you search for it, you search for wisdom like someone searches for hidden treasures. Then we're promised in Pasuk Hei, Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem, V'das Elokim Timtso. Then you will understand fear of Hashem and you will find knowledge of God. Ki Hashem Yitain Chachma, for Hashem grants wisdom. Mipiv das osvuna, from his mouth are knowledge and understanding. So the promise of Shlomo HaMelech is if you really seek it out, if you're really desperate for wisdom, for Torah truth, then you will find it. And I'd like to focus today on the pasuk of, if you seek it like silver, pasuk dalad, im tivakshenu chakosef uchmatzmoinim tichapsenu, if you seek it like silver and you search for it like you search for hidden gems. And I want to discuss a little bit about what this teaches us about the value that we attach to the spiritual aspects of our lives and to what extent we're dedicated to achieving spiritual goals compared to the way we're dedicated to making money and chasing silver and chasing precious gems. So there's a story in the Tana de Eliyahu Azuta that Eliyahu HaNavi describes that once he was walking somewhere and he came across a man who was not a Talmud Chacham, but not only was he not a Talmud Chacham, he mocked learning, he mocked Torah, he made fun of things, he made light of spirituality, of wisdom. And Eliyahu HaNavi spoke to him and he said, you know, one day you're not going to be in this world anymore. You're going to move on to the next world and you're going to have to give din v'cheshbon. You're going to have to account for your life in this world. And what are you going to say? Like, what are you going to tell your Father in heaven about your approach in this life? And he said, it's fine, I have a good answer. I'm going to tell him that I was never gifted. I was not smart. I wasn't given intelligence. And that's why I wasn't able to learn Torah. So Eliyahu HaNavi responded to him and he said, what do you do for a living? What's your job? And he said, I'm a fisherman. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, who taught you? Who taught you how to take flax and to weave it into nets and to cast it into the sea and then to find fish and to bring the fish up again? Who taught you your trade? And he said, no, Rabbi, in this area I was given wisdom, I was given knowledge from heaven. In this area I was somewhat gifted. So Eliyahu HaNavi responds and he says, but what about Torah? The pasuk in Devarim says that Torah is beficha o bilvavcha la'asoisoi. It's in your heart, it's in your mouth. That's being given to you from heaven also, that's also accessible to you. That's also being gifted to you. Now the Beis Yaakov, whose name was Rabbi Yaakov Liner, he was the son of the Ishbitzer Rebbe, he discusses this Tana de Eliyahu Azuta and he connects it to our Pasuk in Mishlei. And he says, you know, this man, he didn't feel like he was particularly smart or gifted. But because he felt a really pressing need to make money in order to survive, he found within himself the intelligence to be able to learn this. He needed to figure it out because he really needed to make a plan. He needed money to live, so he managed. And the Ishbitzer says it's the same thing when it comes to matters of spirituality. If we feel like we need to learn how, then we figure it out. If it matters to us as much as parnasa, and we seek it as much as we seek money, im tivakshenu chakosef, if we search for it like we search for money, then we will find it. If we relate to the need for Torah wisdom and Torah guidance and the need to improve our characters in the same way that we relate to the very pressing and very burning need to make a living, then we promise that we're going to find it. We can't search for it like extra accessories or add-ons or things that it would, you know, maybe a nice thing to have if I can get to it. But we need to treat it like a need, a burning need, like without this, I won't have food to survive. We need to recognize that without a Torah, without spirituality, without Torah wisdom, there's a burning lack in my life. Without it, I can't survive. My life depends on it. And it's something to think about. How do we relate to working on our Shmiras HaLashon? How do we relate to working on our knowledge of Hilchos Shabbos and Kashrus? Or our Kavon in Tefillah? Do we have the same desperation when we work on these things that we have when we're trying to make money? Do we put in as much effort? Do we daven for it when we light Shabbos candles each week? And do we daven for it in Shema Koleinu the same way that we daven for Parnassah? Do we daven for Torah guidance in the same way? And then there's another message in this pasuk that's about effort. So the Malbim on the pasuk explains that this pasuk represents two types of effort that are necessary in the spiritual world. Firstly, tevakshenu chakosef, if you seek it like silver. So the Malbim says that that represents the typical way that people make money, typical business. What is business? It's an exchange of a good for some money. So I give you one type of good that I have to make a profit, to make a monetary profit. Say I produce incredible wine and I exchange it with you, I sell it to you for some money. And he says this represents the first type of effort that's required for spirituality. We have to exchange something for it. We have to exchange maybe physical pleasure, maybe immediate gratification, creature comforts, for a life that's full of deep spiritual gain. It's like someone who's looking for silver. You give up something, you sell something like the wine that you worked so hard to produce in order to gain the silver, to gain the money. And we need to give up the easy, the material, the physical pleasure for long-term satisfaction, for spirituality. Making choices for a Torah lifestyle means sometimes exchanging conveniences, comforts for that spiritual gain. So that's the first type of effort. And he says the second type of effort that's required for spirituality is chemat moinim techapsenu, which means you have to search it out like precious gems. When you search for precious gems, you have to dig deep in the ground. You have to dig deep in the ocean. They're not just lying on the surface. And that can be very hard work. And he says that's also true of Torah and true of spiritual growth, that sometimes we really have to dig deep to bring out the hidden treasures, to find the things that sparkle. We really have to put in effort and it can be exhausting. And we have to push ourselves to daven that extra tefillah or to go to that extra shir or to do that extra chesed. So chamat moinim techapsenu represents the effort that we have to make to find something, to achieve something, the hard work. So it's both about having to exchange something, like maybe even sacrifice material pleasures for meaning, for purpose, and also about having to put in effort and to dig deep because you're not just going to find it lying there. And then to build this on this idea based on the Sfas Emes in Parshas Vayigash, the Sfas Emes says that spirituality and holiness are inside every single Jew. We all have it inside of us. As it says, V'chaye olam nata b'sachinu, Hashem planted eternal life inside each one of us. We all have it inside of us. It's not something we have to find somewhere else. We don't have to travel far to get to it. We don't have to invent it or create it. Our spiritual selves are within us, and it's just something we have to discover. But, he says, we have to make an effort to uncover this hidden spirituality inside of our hearts. And he quotes our pasuk in Mishlei, Chamat moinim techapsenu, you have to seek it like treasure. You have to look for it. It's inside of you. What's the implication of a buried treasure? It's you're not creating something. It's there, but you have to put effort in to find it. And it's the same thing with us. We don't have to create something from nothing. We all have the spiritual greatness inside of us. It's planted inside of us when we come into this world. All we have to do is uncover it. But to uncover it, we have to seek it out like it's a treasure, and we have to look for it, and then we promise that we'll find it. And then finally, I want to share the perspective of the Ohev Yisrael, the Apta Rav, on this pasuk. And he says, what do we learn from people who chase money, right? Tevakshenu kakosef. What do we learn from people who seek money, who are searching for money? And we see that they're never ever satisfied. Chazal tell us, Ohev kesef lo yispa kesef. Someone who loves money never feels like he has enough money. He's always chasing more money. Even billionaires, you don't find Elon Musk retiring and saying, I'm going on a permanent vacation because I've made enough money now. I'm good. I'm happy with what I have, right? So the Oy of Yisrael says, we should be inspired by people who are always looking to make more money, by ambitious businessmen. And tivakshenu kakosef, seek it out like silver. Be like people who are always trying to make more, to accomplish more, to earn more. We should seek it like we never have enough when it comes to spirituality. We should always feel like we want to do better, be better, learn more, be more. And that's another meaning for tivakshenu kakosef. We should seek it like people who seek silver, always wanting more, always wanting to be more. So to summarize, the theme in these psukim that we focused on in this parak is if you really want more spirituality, Torah wisdom, then seek it and you're guaranteed to find it. It's gifted to you. Chazal say, yogata umotzasa. If you put effort into something, you're guaranteed to find it. And the implication in the word find is not that you've created it, it's that it was there all along and through your effort, it was gifted to you. You discovered it, you found it. And I think this requires a lot of introspection. We have to think about how much do we really want it? How much do we really seek it out? Do we invest in our spiritual selves as much as we invest in our financial lives? Do our life choices reflect the way we value spirituality? As a community, as individuals, do we demonstrate that Torah and spiritual growth is our priority? Do we value education and opportunities to learn as much as we value our renovated homes and our Pesach programs? Do we value our teachers and our Rabbonim as much as we value our Shetelmachers? Thank you for studying together in the merit for Refuah Shleima for Yonina Zimmer Bas Daphna Hinder and those wounded members of Tzahal, amongst all those others who are ill amongst Klal Yisrael. Sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.